start from the bottom of Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, from the two dots, about 10 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says, Rav Yaakov bar Abba ikla levei Rava, chazi devarich bori priyagofen akasa kama, vahadar barich akasa devirchasa v'ishte. So Rav Yaakov went to the house of Rava, and he sees that Rava brings out two kosos. On the first kos, he makes bori priyagofen. Again, this is for Havdalah. And on the second kos, he benches, right? Again, we spoke a lot about this yesterday, about the idea about using two separate kosos if you're going from benching for Shalash Shudas, let's say, to Havdalah, because you can't do mitzvos in packages, right? In osin mitzvos chavilos, as we spoke about yesterday. So Rav Yaakov sees that Rava is basically doing this. He makes bori priyagofen for Havdalah on the first kos, and then he benches on the second kos. So Amar le lamalach kulehai, habarich lan marchad azimnos. The question is, why did Rava make a second Borei Pri HaGafen? He already recited Borei Pri HaGafen on the first coast for Havdalah. Why then is he reciting another Borei Pri HaGafen on the coast for benching? So Amar Le, so Rava says, Ki Avinan Bei Reish Galusa Hachi Avinan, says that's what we used to do when we were in the house of the Reish Galusa. So Amar Le, so Rav Yaakov says to him, Tenach Bei Reish Galusa Dehachi Avid Esafik Maiselon Safik Lo Maiselon Hacha Hamanach Kasa Kaman V'daitani Laves. Rav Yaakov says to Rava, that's all well and good when you were in the house of the Reish Galusa, because you had no idea if more wine was going to be brought out to the table. So if and when the wine came out, you would have to make a new bracha because you were unaware that the wine was even coming when you made your initial Borei Pri HaGafen. But here, the wine, in other words, the second cup of wine was in front of you when you made your initial bracha. So why would you then have to make a second Borei Pri HaGafen? So Amar Le, so Rava says, no, Ana Avdi Ketalmide Derav, Derav Bruna Verav Chananel Talmide Derav, Havu Yase Bisudasa, Koy Alai Rav Yevasava. So Rava references a story that happened with some of the students of Rav. The students of Rav who were Rav Bruna and Rav Chananel. So one time they were eating a meal together, and Rav Yevasava was the waiter. He was the person who was serving them. So Amar Le, so the people at the meal said, Havlon v'nivrich. So first they said, you know, let's bench. The meal's over. Let's go and bench. L'sof amru le havlon v'nishte. But then they changed their minds. They decided, you know what? We're not ready to bench yet. Let's have a little bit more wine. So Amar Le, so Rav Yevasava said to the students of Rav that were eating in the meal, Hachi Amar Rav, Kevan da amrisu havlon v'nivrich, itzera l'chula mishte. My time da aschisu da taichu. Rav Yevasava said to the people eating the meal, once you've made up your mind to bench, the meal's over. So now, if you then decide that you want to drink more wine, you're going to have to recite a new Borei Pri HaGafen. Now, practically speaking, this doesn't always play out lahalacha, because we usually assume that today, until such time that a person actually physically benches, the assumption is that their mind is still somewhat on the meal. So even if they say, let's bench, it could still take them 25 minutes to actually go ahead and bench. So lahalacha, you know, we assume that until the person actually benches, you would not have to make a new bracha. But again, in the times of the Gemara, that declaration of let's go bench was considered the end of the meal. So if they then decide they wanted to drink more wine, that would require a new Borei Pri HaGafen. Okay, and the Gemara has a related story. Amemar Umar Zutra Viravashi Havuyase Besuda Vikoy Alai Rav Acha Bere Derava. So again, you have these three Amoraim who were eating a meal together, and Rav Acha was their waiter. So Amemar Baruch Al Kol Kasa Vakasa. So Amemar made a separate bracha on each and every cup of wine that was brought out in front of him. Umar Zutra Baruch Akasa Kama Vakasa Basra. So the Marzutra made a Borei Pri HaGafen on the first cup, on the cup for Kiddush, and on the last cup. Rav Ashi Baruch Akasa Kama Vesugo Baruch. Whereas Rav Ashi only made a bracha on the first cup of wine. So the Gemara explains. Amar Luhu Rav Acha Barava Anan Kema Navid. So Rav Acha asked each of the Amoraim, like, which opinions were you following? How come each of you did something different in terms of the brachos that you recited on the cups of wine? So the Gemara says, Amimar Amar Nimlachana. So Amimar said, for me, it was very simple, because every time I drink a cup of wine, I thought it was going to be my last cup, and then I changed my mind. So since every single time he changed his mind, as the new cups of wine came out, he obviously is going to have to make a new bracha. Mar Zutra Amar Ana Da Abd. I'm sorry, yeah?
Benching, right? So if I'm, in theory, if I'm sitting there, well, I don't know, it might be different nowadays, but fine, I'm at Mitch's house, and Mitch is serving me wine, and says, oh, I'm finished, I got no more bottles of this rosé, and then a half hour later, he finds another bottle of
rosé. Yeah. So normally, when you're a guest at someone's house, so the assumption is that you're relying on them. But if the host tells you that they're out of wine, and then they magically find a bottle half an hour later, so then everyone had no idea the wine was there, and then everyone's gonna have to make a new bracha for sure. Yeah, because no one was aware that the wine was there at the time that you made the. Correct. Yeah, because if you had no idea because your kavana was not to cover that other cup of wine when you made your initial Borei Pri HaGafen, you only thought it was covering the cup that was in front of you. You didn't realize that there's another bottle stashed away somewhere. So yeah, in that case, you're going to definitely have to make a new bracha. Okay, then the Gemara says, Marzutra Amar, Ana da'avde kisal midi derav. So Marzutra said, the reason why I made a bracha on the first and the last coast is because I'm following the opinion of the students of Rav that we just cited a second ago, which is that once you decide to bench, if you then change your mind, you're going to have to make a new bracha. So he says, that's why I made a bracha on the last coast as well. And then finally, Verav Ashi Amar, Leis hilchasa kisal midi derav, Dehayantiv shecholi osachar ha-shabis v'amar Rav Yakna. Whereas Rav Ashi says that we don't paskin like the students of Rav. How do we know that? So as we pointed out a lot yesterday, the Gemara told us that when Yontif falls out on a Motzai Shabbos, as it does in a few weeks, so Rav says, and again, we spoke about all the different variations of this opinion yesterday, but Rav says that the order of the Seder HaDvarim is Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. Though that's the order of the brachos that you recite, again, even though we don't passing like Rav, passing like Rav, that it's Yakna Az, but Rav says that the order is Yakna, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. So he says, the fact is, you see clearly that we don't paskin like the students of Rav. How do you see that? Because the students of Rav are the ones who said that once you decide you want to bench, and so if you then change your mind and decide that you want to drink more, you're going to have to make a new bracha. So the problem is that in this case, when you're making both Kiddush and Havdalah, in theory, you should actually require a second Borei Pri HaGafen for Havdalah. Because if you think about it, right, you make a Borei Pri HaGafen for Kiddush, and you make a Borei Pri HaGafen for Havdalah. So in theory, if we really passing the students of Rav, it wouldn't be logical that we should recite two Borei Pri HaGafens when saying the combination of Kiddush and Havdalah on a Yontif on a Motzei Shabbos. But we don't do that. So in other words, doesn't that prove that we don't follow the students of Rav? The Gemara says, no, it's not true. Vilohi hasam akar daiti mi mishtia. Hachalo akar daiti mi mishtia. The Gemara says, oh, there's a big distinction between these two cases. Because in the story with Amimar, Marzutra, and Ravashi, so they were planning to end the meal. They thought the meal was over. So then when the more wine comes out, of course you're going to have to make a new Borei Pri HaGafen. In the case of a Yontif on a Motzei Shabbos, you know from the outset that you're making all those brachos together. So even though in theory you should have made a second Borei Pri HaGafen for Havdalah, but everything gets covered under your initial Borei Pri HaGafen because you knew all the brachos that you were reciting from the outset. Okay, then the Gemara says, Kimata Avdulei, Kamshame Va'adlika Vuka Mishraga. When it came time to make Havdalah, So the attendant, the servant of Rav Ashi, got up and he lit a torch using a candle. So Amar Le Lamalach Kulehai Haman Chashraga. So he says, why do you have to light a torch? He says, isn't there already a lamp here? Why can't you just make Havdalah on the lamp? So Amar Le Shamay Midaiti Dinavshikov. He said, no, my servant must have done this on his own accord without consulting with me first. So Amar Le says, what do you mean? Ilo Shmiyale Minei Demar Lo Havavid. He says, there's no way that your servant would act in a way without first consulting you. The fact that he's doing this means that he first asked you about it. So Amar Le, so he says, yeah, lo sover le mar avuka la havdala mitzah min amucha. He says, don't you subscribe to the halacha. This is the Gemara we had way back on Daf Ches. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos too, that ideally the mitzvah of havdala requires a torch. So he says, of course I'm going to tell my servant, my attendant, to light light a torch from the lamp and not just rely on the lamp, because lechad chila, you're supposed to use a torch for the mitzvah of havdala. So then the Gemara says, pasach v'amr hamadu bin kodesh l'chol bin or l'choshech bin Yisrael la'amim bin yom ha-shvi'i l'sheisha simei ha-maaseh, which is of course the formulation for standard havdala that we say every Motzei Shabbos. So Amar Le, he said, lama lach kulehai? The Amar Rav Yehuda Marav hamadu bin kodesh l'chol zoi havdala so shor Rav Yehuda ha-nasi. So he said to him, why do you have to have such a lengthy formulation for havdala? The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi's Havdalah was very simple. All he used to say was, Hamavdil bin Kodesh Lachol, and that was it. So he says, why do you have to add all these extra, you know, extra formulations? So Amar Le said, no, Ana Kahasir Ali, Damar Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Rabbi Oshia, Hapoches lo Yichos Migimel, the Hamosif lo Yosef al Zayin. He says, I hold like the statement of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that when you're reciting Havdalah, you can have no less than three formulations and no more than seven, which means that you can't just suffice with saying Hamavdil bin Kodesh Lachol, you have to add all these extra phrases in. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Amar Le, the problem is the formulation of Havdalah that we have has four formulations, right? It has Hamavdil bin Kodesh Lachol, bin Or Lachoshech, bin Yisrael lo Amim, and bin Yom Hashvi l'Sheish Tmiyamas. That's four. That's not three or seven. So then how does it jive with the statement of Rabbi Eliezer? So the Gemara says, no. Amar Le, Ivra, bin Yom Hashvi l'Sheish Tmiyamas, and Me'in Chasimahi. The Gemara says, you're right. That really, that last formulation that we say in Havdalah, bin Yom Hashvi l'Sheish Tmiyamas, is not really an independent formulation because it's actually connected to the end of the bracha. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Hamavdil Tzarech Sheyomar Me'in Chasima Samach LaChasima. So according to Shmuel, when a person's reciting Havdalah, so you have to end the bracha, the last piece of the bracha right before you get to the words Baruch Atah Hashem Hamavdil Bin Kodesh L'chol, you have to have some kind of encapsulation of the bracha itself. So that last phrase of That last phrase that we say, right, in other words, of Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheish Shemei HaMaseh, is really a summary of the entire bracha. It doesn't count as a distinct formulation. So therefore, at the end of the day, you really only have three formulations. However, the Gemara says, Upumpa Disai Amre, Me'in Psichas and Samach Lech Asmas. The rabbis from Pumpadisa disagree with Shmuel, and they say not that the bracha of Havdalah has to conclude with the formulation that encapsulates the bracha right before the end, but rather the end of the bracha has to end with something which resembles the beginning of the bracha. What does that mean practically? So the Gemara says, "My benayu, ika benayu, yontiv shecholios achar Shabbos, dechasminan ben kodesh lekodesh." Manda amar me'im psichas on samach lechasimasan lo boy lemeimar ben kedusha Shabbos lekedushas yom tov hivdalta. Manda amar me'im chasimasan samach lechasimasan boy lemeimar ben kedusha Shabbos lekedushas yom tov hivdalta. This again is relevant for a few weeks from now when we're going to say kiddush slash havdalah on Pesach on Motzei Shabbos. So the Gemara says that the nafkamina between Shmuel and the Rabbana from Pumpadisa is about in this scenario, because we know the end of the bracha of Havdalah that we say when Yontif is on Motzei Shabbos is not Baruch Atah Hashem Hamalda Min Kodesh L'Chol, but rather Min Kodesh L'Kodesh. So the question is, do we need to have a formulation at the end of the bracha right before Baruch Atah Hashem that resembles that end of the bracha? So if you hold like Shmuel, then you do, and therefore you have to say the formulation of Bein Kedusha Shabbos L'Kedushas Yom Tov Hivdalta, because that phrase very much resembles the end of the bracha. But if you hold it like the Rabbana from Pumpadisa, who say that the bracha has to resemble the beginning of the bracha, where there is no reference to Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh, that's only at the end of the bracha, then there is no need to insert that phrase of Ben Kedusha Shabbos the Kedusha Havdalah. So we, of course, passing like Shmuel, because we do insert that phrase into the end of Havdalah that we say by Kiddush on a Yontif on a Motzei Shabbos.